Chapter 13. Redwall Abbey's twin bells pealed out to the new dawn. Down in the kitchens, Friar Gooch ceased ladling carrot and fennel sauce over a batch of mushroom pasties he was about to fold and crimp. Furrell, his faithful mole-maid assistant, stirred a potful of hot honey, ready for candying chestnuts. She allowed the ladle to rest, smiling fondly.
I like ze bells. They're wonderful music to start off in a hextra sunny morning. What do we say, sir?
Gooch nodded vigorously as he opened an oven door.
I say you're right, friend. Especially as 'tis the first day of summer our bells are ringing out for.
Furrell almost tripped on a long cook's apron as she trundled swiftly to the kitchen door and called out.
Eee, summer bees, you're joy and happiness to all.
The abbey bells began ringing out an extra peal to welcome in the new season. Girdle Sprink came bustling up from the cellar, puffing as he carried a small keg. Skipper, who was returning from his morning exercises, bumped into the fat cellar hog and relieved him of his burden.
Belay there, mate. Let me carry that for you. Oh, summer's here. Joy and happiness to all.
Girdle shook the otter's paw, returning the traditional greeting for the new season.
Summer is here, sir. Aye, joy and happiness to all, and especially to you, my big, strong pal.
Together, they entered the kitchens with the abbot clad in a fresh robe of clean linen, shuffling behind. Friar Gooch and Furrell met them with much hugging, kissing, backslapping and paw-shaking as they exchanged greetings for the jolly occasion.
Summer is here, joy and happiness to all.
The father abbot's eyes gleamed with anticipation.
And what, pray, is in that delightful-looking keg?
Skipper placed it on the table. Girdle took out his little screw-tap and knocked it into the bung keg. Sister Vernal appeared with Malbon and Criculus in tow. They carried a tray full of delicate rock-crystal beakers, tiny things which tinkled as they touched. Before Girdle could answer the abbot's question, old Criculus chuckled.
Oh, wild cherry and red currant cordial, made on the final day of last summer. Oh, good beast, Girdle. I knew you'd bring it up from the cellars today.
The cellar hog looked slightly nonplussed, that any beast should know what his surprise offering was to be. He grumbled.
I brought it up here just like I do on first day of every summer season.
Abbas Apodemus placed a paw carefully around Girdle's spiky shoulders, smiling fondly.
What would Redwall do without you, my old friend? I'm sure this will be the nicest wild cherry and red currant cordial ever tasted in our beloved abbey.
The cellar hog blushed to his spike tips as he busied himself pouring the sparkling, cerise-hued liquid into the glasses.
Kindly said, Father Abbot. Well, here's long life and good fortune to us all.